A Jewish Journal article. Jewish artist creates statue to immortalize Kobe Bryant. As the Lakers unveiled the much-anticipated statue of Kobe Bryant, there was one person whose heart beat faster than perhaps anyone else present, artist Julie Rotblat Amrani. Commissioned 5 years ago to immortalize the beloved Lakers player, Rotblat Amrani watched the crowd around her, curious about their reaction. In that moment, there was total silence and the realization that he was gone, Rotblat Amrani told the Jewish Journal in an interview shortly after the ceremony at the Crypto.com Arena Star Plaza on February 8. When they saw his face in the figure, they were like, wow. The reality of it all sank in. The place was packed with people and suddenly everything went quiet. Artist Julie Rotblat Amrani at the unveiling event of Kobe Bryant's statue. This wasn't Rotblat Amrani's first creation for the Lakers. Alongside her husband, Omri Amrani, also a sculptor, she has made sculptures of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal and Lakers owner Jerry Bass for the team. She received the commission for the Bryant statue, Black Mamba, shortly before Bryant's tragic death in January 2020. Rotblat Amrani was still in the process of sketching and designing the statue when news broke of the plane crash in Calabasas, where Bryant, his daughter Gianna and 7 others lost their lives. Bryant could have chosen any monumental moment from his career to immortalize in a sculpture, but he chose one that was deeply sentimental for him. It depicts a high point in his career when, wearing jersey number 8, he points his finger to the sky after scoring 81 points against the Toronto Raptors on January 22, 2006. It remains the second most points scored in a single NBA game. For the record, Kobe picked the pose you're about to see, so if anyone has any issue with it, tough S. Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, said. She added, "This moment isn't just for Kobe, but it's for all of you that have been rooting for him all of these years." Rotblat Amrani spoke with Bryant at the event and, she was all smiles and very happy with the piece. "It gave me a very warm feeling that I pleased her and the Lakers." This wasn't the first time they had met. Vanessa traveled to the artist's studio in Illinois when the statue was nearly completed. She visited when the piece was about 95% finished, and we spent 3 hours together. She wanted to make some tweaks to the face and requested that he appear a bit slimmer, reminiscent of his younger self, so I made those adjustments. Rotblat Amrani incorporated the tattoo on Kobe's front arm featuring the names of Kobe and Vanessa's 4 daughters, while Vanessa's name adorned the back of his arm. Rotblat Amrani and her husband, Omri, who was born in Kibbutz Ashdot Yaakov, were married in Israel and relocated to the U.S. with their son when he was just a baby. They established their studio, the Fine Arts Studio of Rotblat Amrani, in the Chicago suburb of Highwood, Illinois, where they have trained numerous sculptors over the years, including their son, Itamar Amrani, who is also a talented sculptor. Among their larger-than-life sculptures, at Crypto.com you can find the monument celebrating the Los Angeles Kings' Stanley Cup win, and sculptures of Gordie Howe, Gale Sayers and Michael Jordan can be seen around the country. The 4,000-pound bronze statue of Bryant stands at an impressive 19 feet tall, making it the largest of the 7 statues they created for the Lakers, towering 3 feet above Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and 2 feet taller than Magic Johnson. During the unveiling, it was announced that the Lakers had commissioned 2 additional statues, one depicting Kobe with his daughter Gianna, and another featuring Kobe's jersey number 24. Rotblat Amrani will be working on the latter.